I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Khazir Khan kicked off days of political debate with his speech at the Democratic Convention last week. He's the father of a fallen Muslim American soldier. Khan said that Donald Trump has never sacrificed for his country. Now there's another political controversy bubbling away that relates to the military. Yesterday, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the nation's top military officer, had a message for all active duty service members. Marine Corps General Joe Dunford said that they should remain apolitical and nonpartisan. Then a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Martin Dempsey, went a step further. He said retired generals and admirals should not speak out about those seeking office. This on the heels of a retired general, John Allen, appearing on stage at the Democratic Convention to denounce Donald Trump. Tim McLaughlin is a former Marine who served in Iraq in 2003. He's now an attorney in New Hampshire. Tim, what did you think when General Allen spoke in Philadelphia?
Well, I should tell you first that General Allen was my commanding officer in 2000 when I was at the basic school. And people then, and I think still today, have enormous respect for him. When I see someone like General Allen, I think it's important for him to be able to express his opinion, given the way the political discourse has developed. I worry, however, that whether it's General Allen speaking with Hillary Clinton or other generals speaking with Donald Trump, that that takes away from the actual sacrifices that are being made by our young men and women who leave behind Blue Star families and Gold Star families.
In what way?
My experiences in 2003 did not have anything to do with the politics at the time. They had to do with young men and women who sign up to fight for their country and defend it. It doesn't have to do with politics. It has to do with real-life decisions that destroy families here and at home. And it frustrates me when I see the co-option of my and my service members' experiences for political gain. That is frustrating to me.
Do you think that's what was going on with having Mr. Khan speak about his son?
No, I think Mr. Khan's son sacrificed his life for our country. So I don't think that's what was going on for Mr. Khan.
But what about the Clinton campaign?
Right. I think that the Clinton campaign was delighted that Mr. Khan would be willing to share his family's pain with the Democratic Party. And you can assume that I vote, but it's important to me that I separate who I vote from the pain I experience as a military person. So I think they also knew when they stepped onto that stage that they were entering into a political discourse. Donald Trump's comments about the Khan family may or may not be verboten. We'll find out in November. But that is the danger when you enter into the political conversation and inject true sacrifice the way Captain Khan made and the way his family feels. That said, I think what the Khan family did was noble and important to inject it, but there are consequences to be prepared for in that political dialogue.
I'm not a service member. Are there hard and fast rules about how former or current members of the military should comport themselves?
You would have been better served to ask me 10 years ago when I got out. I know that the baseline rule is that active duty military personnel should not involve themselves publicly in the political discourse. Obviously, we all vote, we all have opinions, we share them with our family members and friends, but it's very dangerous when active duty service members affiliate with political parties because it gives the appearance that the Marine Corps, the Army, or the Navy, or the Coast Guard favors this point of view or that point of view. And it, as you see, even in the most recent events of this world 2 weeks ago, it is dangerous when the military starts picking political sides.
What are you referring to?
I'm referring to Turkey.
Oh, of course. What about members of the military who are not in active duty?
Members of the military who are not in active duty, I think, have an obligation first to themselves and the people they served with. And then if they can find a way to help the country understand what their experiences have been, then they should. And if they want to enter into the political arena, then they should. But when you enter into the political arena, there are no rules. The political party's goal is to get elected. And if they can get elected by diminishing a service member's experience, they will. And if they can get elected by cherishing a service member's experience, they will. But my experience is most politicians' first goal is to be elected, and everything else is secondary.
Tim McLaughlin is a former United States Marine living in New Hampshire. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you for your time.